Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. You are listening to Wire and Nerve, our FemCon spotlight episode. It's listening to Repressed by Battery. Current tense, I guess. I really like Battery. They put out some really cool stuff before. I think some of the same people on Battery were on Hyperdex One Sec, the first song that we played tonight. Before that, though, we had the amazing Visceral Venom of My Being by Unter Null. There's nothing to say about it. It's truly just a piece of art. And before that, Carcinogen Factory, Fock Wolf. I gotta really enunciate the O there, because I don't think they'd like it if I didn't. You wanna know something interesting? You know how I always play bird notes? Because I like birds? There's no bird notes available right now. I'm struggling a little. No. Someone was playing American football? Oh, that's Tame Impala. Same thing. Coming up next, we have Collide. It's been a good long while since I played Collide on my show, but I am very glad to start doing that again, because Collide's sick. And yeah, here's Collide, song Fear No Evil. Oh yeah, this is like a remix album, but not a remix. This is like the bonus track on the remix album. Check it out.
Into the field. CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Empty within.
Okay, I know that one was more like gothy dream pop. I could have sworn, I guess I mixed it up with another song on the album, but there are some industrial adjacent bangers on Abyss by Chelsea Wolfe. That song was Simple Death. Before that, Fear No Evil by Collide. Getting pretty close to the end of the episode here. It's about 7:47. So, got a couple more for you. First up is gonna be Suck. No, not Nine Inch Nails, not even Pig Face. Suck by Ethel Meatplow. Who doesn't love Ethel Meatplow? If you don't know them, you're about to know. Okay, check this stuff out.
Something I am seeing!
Muted. Hold on. Whatever, dude.
Do you know what your local wetland has done for you lately? Wetlands function like nature's kidneys, mitigating the impacts of floods and droughts, protecting our communities, and supporting food production. Despite representing 6% of the Earth's surface, wetlands store 33% of the planet's carbon. If you value life, thank a wetland. Learn about wetlands at work with Ducks Unlimited Canada at ducks.ca/wetlands.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And we have a couple minutes to kill. This has happened before if you've been keeping up with the show, but I don't got a song that's less than 2 minutes long, so I'm just gonna talk. You can don't turn that dial, but you can also think in your own head. We'll do group thinking. So what I'm thinking is, like, I've recently come into acquiescence of this. Is that the right word? Whatever. I have this copy of Book of Industrial Noise Flyers, and it's really cool. A lot of really interesting stuff that I would not otherwise be able to see. But in it, they gave some briefs about a bunch of different like early industrial figures. So they talk about Cabaret Voltaire and Throbbing Gristle and people like that, obviously. Surprisingly, no Klokva. But the other thing is they talk about, what's his name? I think Vega from the band Suicide. We'll do a little live research here. I like how I can't see my mouse cursor. This is just peachy. Arts, entertainment, music, Suicide, band. Alan Vega. There we are. So, Alan Vega, would you consider that first Suicide album to be industrial? That's what I want to know. I want to hear from you. You can email me at wireandnerve@hotmail.com. Oh, I didn't even cover the songs. What are we doing? Doghead, Youth Code, and before that, Suck by Ethel Meat Plow. There we have it. Now we're getting to about the right time. So I will say, coming up next is Metal Meltdown, 2 hours of great metal hosted by Dr. Mysterio. Stay tuned for that. I hope you enjoy, and I will see you guys next week. Gonna keep doing this from home. Hopefully you don't mind the mixing too much. I know it's awful. Can't wait to get back in the studio. I'll catch you guys. Peace.